Hi, my name is Brianna Dunn, and I am a. Okay, start over.
Brianna Dunn would be the kid who picks you up and dusts you off after the school bully pushes you down, although she might laugh at you a little first. She's a no-nonsense, non-stop talker who makes up in sass what she lacks in stature. It's hard to reconcile the sunny person Brianna is today with the girl she was, an angry runaway cops hauled into juvenile custody at 16, the girl who, a year later, landed in a psychiatric care facility for youth. She's just so upbeat.
Awesome.
Brianna started college in Knoxville when she aged out of state custody.
They told me that they'll help you go to school, but they didn't tell me that they'll pay for it and give you a little salary to be able to live off of. Basically, stuff like that. Because when I hear post-custody, I still hear, DCS. Ooh, no, DCS. I don't want to deal with them. But once I turned 18, it was explained to me.
DCS will help foster kids who want to go to college, but it means they're still stuck with DCS rules. It's not always a popular arrangement. Brianna says she came to accept it through therapy and tough love.
For so long, I was like an M&M, so hard on the outside, but so soft on the end. And those therapy sessions really helped me to realize you need to accept the help that DCS is going to give you. And then it also made me feel like, you went through crap with DCS. They owe you something. So, yeah, that's kind of how I looked at it.
Brianna says if she ever wants to make real money, then she has to go to college. Eventually, she says, she'd like to be a neonatal nurse.
I don't want to work minimum wage for the rest of my life. I want to be successful, and I want everybody around me to be proud.
Brianna says going into foster care was actually kind of a blessing, because that's where she met mentors who told her they were proud of her and that she could be a success story.
I start from A, and I feel like right now I'm all the way on, like, R. You know, I'm getting to my Z, and I'm just working slowly, and I used to be embarrassed about being a foster kid, like go to school, and I think it's just perceived wrong. Yeah, I'm proud to be an ex-foster kid.
Brianna says she has a lot to prove to her family.
You know, a lot of them had given up hope on me, you know, because I've been in custody twice, and I was always in trouble, and they could never understand, like, what's wrong with you? Why do you keep acting up? But now that they see, oh, Brianna has her own apartment, she's going to school, you know, it's just something that makes me smile.
Without help from DCS, Brianna says she doesn't think she'd be this close to success.
I probably would struggle. I probably wouldn't have went immediately. I probably would have ended up doing like a lot of people and say, I'll wait, I'm tired of school, I'll wait. And then it never happens. But it's the total opposite. I'm in school, I have an apartment, I'm going to get a job soon, and I'm happy. Really happy.
This interview was recorded in September 2012. At that time, Brianna still had more than a year to finish her degree. And research shows that students who have been in foster care are among the most high risk for dropping out of college before they finish.
I just couldn't get out the bed anymore. I just refused.
Tomorrow, we'll catch up with Brianna again to see how she's doing. I'm Christine Jessel, WUOT News.